Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm on there. I don't have the stuff. Are you going to talk? Where's the sheet? Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Linda here. My husband's online with me. Are you there, Dwayne? There we go. How are we doing today? We're here talking about what does the Word say. So we're continuing in the book of John. Dwayne, are you there? Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Anybody there? Godfrey, you out there? All right. So Godfrey and Dwayne were talking about John. I believe they were on John 7. Anybody here now? All right. So I'm just going to start reading John 7, and anybody want to join in? That's great. Dwayne, are you there? Dwayne. Okay. We have some technical difficulties. I have to tell you that this morning I was going out to the car, and there was this beautiful little yellow finch that was learning how to fly, and it didn't get her coordinations very well. She kind of landed on the window of my passenger side car. So, yeah. So John 7, I don't know exactly where they were. It talks, I'm actually going from the New Living NLT. After this, Jesus traveled around Galilee. He wanted to stay out of Judea, where the Jewish leaders were plotting his death. But soon it was time for the Jewish festival of shelters, and Jesus' brothers said to him, I remember going through this last week, I believe, so I apologize for going back through what they had started. Leave here and go to Judea, where your followers can see your miracles. You can't become famous if you hide like this. If you can do such wonderful things, show yourself to the world, for even his brothers didn't believe in him. Isn't that something? His brothers didn't even believe on him. If anybody can come up here and help me understand how to get you all online, that would be great. All right, I'll just keep reading then. Chapter 7, verse 6, Jesus replied, Now is not the right time for me to go, but you can go anytime. Yeah. Hi.
Gotta click on the button up there on the left-hand side where the phone numbers are.
Click on the phone numbers?
Yeah, you got three buttons up there where the phone numbers are where I called in at 909-7339.
Live? How about now?
Now can you hear me?
Yes. How about now? Yes. Godfrey, are you on there? Dwayne? No? All right.
This is Godfrey.
Hi, Godfrey.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Okay. Where's Dwayne? Dwayne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where are you?
I'm sorry. I missed you for the first few minutes. We couldn't connect. But I'm so glad. We are supposed to be on verse 13. That's where we left off.
Okay, because I just lost Dwayne. I saw him drop off. Yeah.
Oh. Yes, we are verse 13. Nice to hear from you. Yes, let's roll.
let's do this. Oh my gosh. I'm
yes.
About, let's see. We yes. have. Let me see if I can figure that out. I don't know how much.
Now,
22 minutes left. Okay, on a stream. So.
That's
go ahead. Take over the show, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are on verse 14.
Okay.
Yes, that's where we are.
Okay.
We left off on verse 13 where we're looking at the spirit of fear, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind.
Yes.
And also we had a reference in the book of Revelation. We won't get there because of our time. In the book of Revelation, we saw that God was dealing with those who were fearful, those who were committing sorcery, and we were wondering that fear comes number one, the spirit of fear comes number one. And Dwayne was giving us, you know, the acrostic of that word fear, false evidence appearing real. That's how the enemy deceives us, that he brings in something it appears to be real, and yet it's not real. And today we're going to get on verse 14, and we're
yes.
looking at, I'll let Linda read, then I'll be explaining. Yes, ma'am, verse 14.
Okay. Then, midway through the festival, Jesus went up to the temple and began to teach.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Verse 15. Mm-hmm.
The people were surprised when they heard him.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
How does he know so much when he hadn't been trained, they asked.
Let's get on to that.
Let's work
so
on that.
I was so amazed, Linda, that as Jesus taught, these men were so marveled, and they say, well, how does he know so much, and yet he's never learned? And, you know, I looked at, if you can, open up at the book of Acts, chapter 4, and verse 13. It's exactly the same thing that they say to Peter and John. We all know that John was the beloved of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Peter was a man who would always, you know, open up his mouth and say something. Sometimes the Lord will rebuke him. But look at what happens to them at chapter 4 of the book of Acts and verse 13. I was wondering about this. It says, now when they saw, I'm reading from Old King James, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Can you imagine, Linda? Same
yes.
thing that they said about Jesus in
yes.
John chapter 7 and verse 15. Of course, we come from 14 where he was teaching, right?
Right.
And we all know that he was dealing with these well-learned men. I mean, these were scholars of the scriptures, right?
Right.
And so they say, this man knows, so how come that he knows so much, yet he's unlearned, right?
Yes, yes.
And we see the same experience that happens to the to the disciples, we all know that by this time they were filled with the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, right.
And there is a story that goes on in chapter 3. You remember when they met that man at the beautiful gate?
Yes.
And they
yes.
told him, look on us. And this man was expecting something that, we have seen Linda and Dwayne going in that church. You know, let's put it in a modern way, right?
Right.
And
right.
we know these people must have had some gold and some silver, because this lame man sitting there, I think it was used that once people are going into the temple or into the sanctuary or the church, whatever it might be, they have some money for which they're going to give as an offering to the Lord, right?
Right.
So John and Peter tell this man, look on us. And on looking, they were, I mean, he was expecting that they have some money. And they said, silver and gold have I none, but
right.
such as we have, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And the miracle happened. The man leaped up with joy, went praising. Now, we come to chapter 4. Now, they say exactly the same thing as they say to Jesus.
Yes.
These
yes.
men, when they looked at them, they were unlearned and ignorant men. Because, you know, these men were fishermen, right?
Yes.
And they say, and they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And what I was looking at here, Linda, is that that's where the scripture says that he chooses the foolish things of the world.
Yes.
To
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Even, you know, even today I have friends who kind of are pharisaical as far as, well, you know, they blast
yeah.
some of our good preachers today because, you know,
uh-huh.
they just,
mm-hmm.
they don't get it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, absolutely.
You know, it kind of amazed me how it's the same thing that God does it, I think, as it says in Corinthians, so that the world might be confounded, because something that was said of him, of Jesus, they said to Peter and John, and I know they say the same thing. And you remember the scripture says that, you know, when we preach the cross, to some it's foolishness, right? And yet they desire the life that we live, a life of peace, a life of joy. Of course, they can't get that peace from the world, and they can't get that joy from the world. So that's why I was so amazed with this scripture. Now let's get to verse 16. It says, Jesus answered them and said, my doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. We come to verse 17. It says, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. And Linda, I looked at that verse 17. If any man will do his will. And, you know, a thought came to me. You remember when the brothers and sisters of Jesus, I think that's in Luke. I've forgotten the very verse. It might be chapter 8 of Luke. Remember when they came seeking for him? They were seeking for Jesus, right? So
right.
Jesus turned around and said, who is my brother? And who is my sister? Only they
mm-hmm.
that do the will of my Father. Amen? So
yes.
Jesus knew that it's until you do the will of the Father, then you are related to him. Amen?
Yes.
And then I found another scripture, if you will, concerning doing the will. Matthew, if we can, let's look at Matthew chapter 7. You read for us from verse 21 to 29. The gospel.
Matthew 7.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Matthew chapter 7, verses
21.
Yes, ma'am. To
okay.
29. Mm-hmm. Yes, it concerns doing the will.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
And this is written in red. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Yeah. On Judgment Day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the flood waters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. Religious law, yeah.
Hallelujah. Again, they were amazed at his teaching, how he taught with authority. But here what we've been looking at is doing the will of the Father. Of course, as you read verse 21, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord. We know what that word means. It means the owner of everything. It says, and remember where it says that if you confess, believe with your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved, right? But now Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Only he that does the will of the Father. And then he says in verse 22, my will, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied? I mean, they had done so much and cast out demons. And he says, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. Why does he call them? When I was looking at that word, workers of iniquity, it means lawlessness. That means somebody didn't abide in doing what the Father intended him or her to do. So he did his own thing. And then with the last part of this portion that you read, he likened the man who does the will of his Father as the one who builds on a solid rock. And we all know how the house built on a solid rock stands. Amen?
Amen.
Even when the storms of life come, and we know storms would always come, like in the natural world, when the storms come, they wipe away anything that is not built on a solid ground. I think we've experienced this in the Midwest. Remember when we saw those storms on the TV screens?
Yes.
Our whole house would be swept away. Imagine that would be the life of those that have not built their lives on Christ the Rock.
Oh,
amen.
My gosh. Yes, amen.
And I looked, I know time runs so fast, but let's look at John chapter 4. And
John 4?
Yes, ma'am. John, the book of John, the Gospel of John chapter 4 and verse 34. That's, again, where Jesus is speaking of the will.
All right, John 4.
John 4. Let's come from verse 31.
Starting at 1?
But our very verse we are looking at is verse 34.
Okay.
Of course, we know Jesus was talking to this woman at the well.
My favorite, yep.
Yeah.
So how far are we going?
We are going to stop at verse 34.
Okay. Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John. Though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, his disciples did.
That's John 4, 31. I'm sorry.
John 4, 1.
John chapter 4 and verse 31.
31.
Ma'am. Sorry.
Sorry.
And that's all right.
Okay. Now, that makes better sense. let me see. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus. Is this the right one?
Exactly, yes.
Rabbi, eat something.
Now, look, the disciples were so concerned because you remember they had gone to get food. So all their focus was on, we are hungry. So we know the master, Jesus, must be hungry too. And Jesus comes to tell them what his meat is. Okay, let's continue. It's exciting.
Okay.
Mm.
But Jesus replied, right. I have a kind of food you know nothing about.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Satisfied?
Did someone bring him food while we were gone? The disciples asked each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jesus explained, my nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. You know
Hallelujah.
The saying?
Mm.
Absolutely.
I like
wow.
that verse. Mm.
Yes.
Because for them, their mind, all their focus was on food. You know, we went to buy food. He sent us to buy food. So on coming,
yes.
they're looking at Jesus and say, you must be hungry. And this is how he answers them when I read in
yes.
the Old Kingdom verse. Therefore, it says, my need to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Now,
yes.
we have looked at Matthew chapter 7 where it says, these men were coming, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? We cast out demons in your name. He said, get away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. I'm always marveled by that word, I never knew you. That means right from the beginning. And that's why I believe Jesus was comparing to a man that does his will as the one who builds his house on the solid rock. He has dug the foundation in the solid rock, so it will never be moved. And he uses the word, I never knew you. That means right from the beginning, from the foundation, as you are doing your own thing, I never knew you. You did not do the will of my Father. And so here he says the same thing. He says, my meat, that means I believe my satisfaction, because we know meat satisfies, right?
Yes.
And so Jesus was saying the satisfaction comes from doing the will of the Father, not only to do it, but also to finish the work.
Yes.
And I believe, of course, it's only in John where we find that Jesus at the cross says, it is finished. And another man that I know of in the book of Acts, of course we won't get there because of our time, there's where Paul says, I've run my course, I've finished my work. So I believe that comes in doing the will of God. Another one that I'd love to read, of course time runs so far, is in Romans, the book of Romans chapter 12. We all know that scripture. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 and 2. I know Duane dwelt on that word when we were in Uganda, in our last mission. It's a very
right.
interesting scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 12 of Romans, then we'll come back to our John 7 and verse...
What? 7 verse... Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. 7 and verse
okay.
17, but let's finish up with this one. Mm-hmm. This is Paul.
Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Oh, my goodness. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Oh, then you will learn to know God's will. That is the verse that I'll end with in regards to this portion that we've read in John chapter 7 and verse 8. 17, where it says, if any man will do his will, so this is in doing his will. And I believe in Romans we see that as we dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice and we have our minds renewed, this is how we get to know how we will do the will of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So let's continue our time. I don't know what time we have now.
We have 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Yeah.
Oh, right. Let's wind up with that. Verse 17 will say, if any man will do his will. So we've seen that doing his will, that's supposed to be our food. That is supposed to be what satisfies us. And how are we going to learn to do it? is when we look at chapter 12, which we've just read of the book of Romans, as we dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice. One of the things I've looked at that scripture is that the sacrifice in the Old Testament meant that the animal or the sacrifice is going to be slaughtered, right? And put at the altar, and it's going to be burned. But here the Lord is calling us living sacrifice. That means every faculty is working, and yet we lay it at the altar. What should be our altar? I believe that's when we depend on the finished work of the cross. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And that's when we get to know the perfect will of God. And once that is done, the moment we begin to do His will, we are satisfied, because that becomes also our meat. Like Jesus said to the disciples when He ministered to this woman at the well, He was so satisfied and He needed no any other food. I believe at that moment He felt so satisfied. And I believe that's what God has called us. And once we are to enter into doing His will, then we finish the work that He has given us. The other scripture that comes to my mind is that He who began a good work in us, He'll bring it to completion. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I believe
time 2 minutes
rolled so fast.
Yes, it goes very quickly. And I know that Dwayne, I think Dwayne can hear me on my line. I can't, I don't know if he can hear you over there, but we can... We are certainly going to go back and revisit this site when everything gets settled down here.
That's right. Amen.
Did you want to go ahead and say a quick prayer right now?
Yes, ma'am. Let's say a quick prayer. Father, I want to thank you for the word that we've had, Lord. It might have been a few minutes, Lord God, but we know that the Holy Spirit is going to get this word and is going to amplify it. Father, we thank you for all our listeners that have tuned in and those that will get online to listen to this word. We ask that continue, Lord God, to expand this word. Let the entrance of this word bring light, Lord. We thank you as we meet again next Tuesday, Lord God, to continue on through this word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. I love the, we got 90 seconds right now, so we're doing good.
Amen.
I love what you and Dwayne are doing here on Blog Talk Radio, and I just believe that you know, it's going to continue and get bigger.
Praise God.
And thank you so much. Yes, there you are. Hi.
I made a remarkable job. Please tune in next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, and we'll continue with more of What Does the Word Say.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.